Tomorrow night at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library, Fiorina will be among the 11 Republican presidential candidates who will debate in prime time. Four others will participate in a non-primetime debate for candidates polling at the lowest levels. NPR's Sam Sanders reports on why those candidates show up at all.
Okay, two senators and two governors walk into a presidential library. Where are they seated once they arrive? The kids' table. Well, the kids' table debate. That's what a lot of people are calling the second-tier Republican presidential debates. This one on Wednesday will feature four candidates, all currently polling at or below 1%. Here's the lineup. Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal, South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham, former Pennsylvania Senator Rick Santorum, and former New York Governor George Pataki.
I'm very optimistic, and I'm confident that as I get heard by the American people, I'll have an excellent chance to win this race.
That was Pataki talking to NPR last weekend in New Hampshire, and he has a point. He will most likely be heard by a lot of American people. The last kids' table debate still averaged about 6 million viewers. And after that debate, Carly Fiorina moved up in the polls and into the primetime debate. James Thurber directs the Center for Congressional and Presidential Studies at American University. Thurber says even though these candidates are all polling at the lowest levels, they really think that they'd make good presidents. And Thurber says they get something from just being there.
They also have an insatiable ego, in my opinion, and they need to be affirmed externally, and so they don't look at the reality of the situation.
Thurber also says there's a financial upside of being a presidential candidate, even if you lose and do it from the JV squad.
It's not only a platform for higher office, but it's also a way to become visible. They get invitations for speeches. A second-tier candidate can make more money, and most of them are saying, why not?
Besides higher speaking fees, former candidates can look forward to cable news contracts, maybe even a book deal. So if you don't get the job of president, you can still find work. Of course, these second-tier candidates argue they aren't really second-tier at all. John Brabender is Rick Santorum's top strategist. He says the division for the first and second-tier debates is arbitrary, considering that many candidates who made the primetime debate are still polling in the low single digits. Brabender suggests a lottery system.
You can pull them out of a hat and say, here's in the first one, who's in the second one. I think it would have been better for the Republican Party to do that, and I think it would have been better for the viewers if that were to happen.
So kids at all the tables. Who wouldn't like that? Sam Sanders, NPR News.